दादी जी सत्यम शिवम सुंदरम उस अवस्था को प्राप्त करने के लिए क्या
पुरुषार्थ?
सुंदरम ऐसा बनने के लिए
इन ऑर्डर टू बिकम दिस
क्या पुरुषार्थ है?
व्हाट इज द एफर्ट? दिस इज द क्वेश्चन.
भाई जवाब कोई देने तैयार है?
So Daddy is asking the audience if there's anyone who would like to give the answer. First of all, Daddy will say Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Bhai, mere jawab do. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Daddy feels that everyone is being rather quiet. So the stage of Satyam Shivam Sundaram, the truth, the beautiful, the beneficial. In each and every Sakar Murli, there are so many good points that have been coming. The Supreme Soul of Shiva has such truth. And he is so beautiful. What a beautiful call. The truth. What is the truth? When you say my Baba, Shiv Baba is true, and through Brahma Baba, we say that we are born through his mouth. We say he is my Baba. Day and night. As we move around, walk around, we look at ourselves. I look at my Baba. And it makes me detached and loving. As I see Baba, these words are so good. Which Baba spoke today? Who are you? While we were sitting in remembrance now, there was such a feeling of truth and love. We could experience this. My Baba. Sweet Baba.
Pyara Baba.
Beloved Baba. We are Baba's children. So we look at ourselves. And we consider the question of what is I and what is mine. I am the soul, and mine is the supreme being, the supreme soul. This is the truth. And it seems so good. Daddy is inviting people to come and sit close. There's lots of space available. Yeah. Where is she? It's good. You sit here and you can listen. Daddy feels so much love seeing each and every brother, love in her heart and happiness. What do you feel? There is the feeling of detachment and love. Baba says, sweet children, and we say, sweet Baba. But who speaks first? Today, Baba said. And some people are amazed. There is so much happiness. We were the children of a poor person, and we were adopted and became the child of a wealthy person. We are truly multi-million times fortunate because God Himself came into the body of Brahma and made us loving and detached. There is no person, no being who takes birth like this. Baba comes from the incorporeal world, from where did we come and where do we have to go to? From where did we come? Where should we go? And how can we go? This is the most valuable birth of ours. A very good birth. The three senior brothers are here, Brother Om Prakash, Brother Vinod. It feels very good to have these senior brothers with me who've been with me for so long. The confluence age is wonderful. We see how God has made souls His own. and brings them to sit here in such a beautiful way. We say Baba. Now I am free, totally free. He is the truth. Shri Baba's truth is such. He made us his own and made us detached and loving. Each and every one of the sisters and brothers are all very detached. I was up with the foreigners in Mount Abu. And they asked me a question. About the power of silence. They wanted to know how this is developed. Is it through silence that you develop power? How do you develop power? And it is through the stage of being introverted or internalized. So one is to be internalized, the other is to be concentrated. And there is the power of concentration which makes you internalized. Then there is very deep silence. Then what should I say and how should I say? What to say? Baba has told us an easy path. One person has given the key. When you want to know Shri Baba, you have to think about truth. First of all, you have to consider yourself as a soul and see yourself in that way. Because then you can draw a lot of power from the Supreme Soul. Do you feel this? Those who feel it, please raise your hands. We are not innocent and naive. Otherwise we couldn't become so detached. He is the innocent Lord. But he's also very clever. In today's Murali, one thing I liked especially, now we are at the confluence age. And how did he make us his own at this time? Seeing it as a detached observer. And Baba makes us his companions. And Baba loves this. There is no effort involved. What effort are you making? There's no laboring. Baba is teaching us a very easy method. And this is called easy yoga. It's very easy if you are true and real. You have to be true and loving. Go into the depth of each word and you will enjoy it very much. Baba's cooperation, his love, contains so much truth that we become Rajyogis, easy yogis, and we become the instruments. We get together with each other, and we are so many brothers and sisters here for bodily service. We can never say, I did such and such. Because Baba is the master who gets things done and gets things done through others. His job is to get things done, get things done through others, and our job is to say yes to Baba Haji. And we love this very much. He is the one who gets things done through others. He is the one who does it and the one who gets it done through others. And we will say, Baba, how does he do it? How and why and what should be done? We do not get confused in these questions. Simply, he is my Baba. He is the one up above. The one above is mine. Throughout the whole kalpa. We have called on God a great deal. We called him to purify the impure. We had so much thirst for his love. And Baba has fulfilled all of our desires. We were so thirsty. It's not about a glass of water. It's a very deep inner thirst. that he fulfilled in such a way that our dryness and witheredness disappears. We used to be so dry and withered, and now we are light, we are sweet, true. And we have become very good. Because Baba says each and every child is really good. There is one more thing. Do you have anything in your heart? We are the fortunate ones. The most lucky one is the one who has made Baba his companion. Sometimes you have a companion from your old life. We feel very grateful to God because He has made us His own. Having become yours, we feel intense happiness. There isn't even the trace of sorrow. Happiness, peace, love and bliss. Baba has made these into the garlands around our neck. If you want to ask about happiness, ask the gopis and gopis. What does he do? He makes us sweet. There should be so much love. Because the gopis and gopis have this intoxication. You look at me, you will see just Baba, Murli and Madhavan. It's so good. The song of the three jewels, Baba, Murli, Madhavan. Where is Baba? Where is the Murli? Where does he speak the Murli? It is in Madhavan. Wherever you are, but you have the feeling of Madhavan. The foreigners are there in Gyan Sarovar and Pandabhavan. I went to Gyan Sarovar, but not to Pandabhavan. Each place has its own speciality. When I come here to Shantivan, there is very beautiful peace in Shantivan. Now, what do we have to do? Now we'll hear a song, have some meditation. Don't make it dark, because I can't see you all in the red light. ओम शांति। Daddy likes to have drishti with the white light. Daddy seeing Tamsin. So where is Robin? So the detached and loving ones. Everyone has their own part.
Okay.